today and this night, especially this night, is the beginning of the sorrow. Is the beginning of the sorrow to Christ. And the beginning of the sorrow was in the garden. That's why we will... And we will try to go with Jesus to the garden, and we will try to touch the feeling of Jesus when he was inside or in the garden. That's why we can make the title and the subject of today is with him in the garden. And let's start by when Jesus, he was in, first of all, he was in the upper room, and he left from the upper room, and he need to go to the garden, which is all in east, and he go to this garden, it's Gethsemane, and first of all, today was 13 of Nisan, and it was a midnight. And also, he go to the garden, through and over the brook Kidron. First things it's written in the Gospels. While they walking, they were walking, they praise. And here I can stop to, and I can stop Jesus, and I have to ask him. You praise? You know that you will go now to your sorrow. You take the way now to the death. And you praise. And Jesus answer, yes. It's the praise of victory. I know very well that I will win. I will defeat the death. That's why I praise. Okay, Jesus, you can continue your way. And when I look to the map from Jerusalem to the east, in the other side, to the garden, he took away a very difficult, a bad way. He took over Kidron, over Brook Kidron. And also I have another question to Jesus. Why he took this way? This way was very difficult. And by the way, Kidron, it's the meaning of Kidron is black. And I receive another answer from Christ. He said to me, like, you know who took the same way and the same steps from Jerusalem to the garden? No. From 1,000 years ago, the King David ran away from Jerusalem to the same garden with the same steps and the same way. And he was crying. Because two reasons. The two reasons are the rebel son and the betrayer friend. The rebel son is Absalom, and the betrayer friend was Ahithophel. And Jesus said, I took the same way from Jerusalem to the garden due to two reasons. A rebel son who is Adam, and a betrayer friend who is my disciple, Judah. You know why I took the same way? The same way, the difficult way through the black. I took the same way because I know very well I am the son of the David. I son of the David, and I took the same way from Jerusalem to the garden. Rebel son and betrayer friend. And Jesus continuing his steps and going to the garden. And before going inside the garden, we can remember why the garden also. Why this garden? Why, Jesus, you choose the garden where the garden is very famous to Judah, and he knows very well that maybe you will go to this garden. Jesus and Christ answer, I know, this is the time, this is the hour I have to give myself on the cross. And because, but we have another reasons. What is the reasons here? The reasons is from the garden and to the garden. It's a story of the human. From the garden is Adam fell in the sins, and to the garden, or from this garden, Jesus will hold all the sins on his shoulders. From the garden, Adam fell in the sins and rebel on God. But here now in this garden, the Son of God, he obey to God when he said, not what I will, but you will. From the garden, the first one, first garden, Adam went into hiding. He couldn't talk to Jesus, to God, sorry. And now in this garden, the Christ opened a discussion with his Father, again with God. And first garden is Adam, is a joy. And now it's Gethsemane. It's meaning the wine press. I pass through the wine press alone. The top of the sorrow. And let's go and enter with Jesus to the garden. And he, while he entered to the garden, he had the 11, only 11 disciples. The other one, he was occupied with another things. He need to deliver the Son of God to them. And when he entered to the garden, he found the 11 disciples with him, and he left 8 like near from the door of the garden, then going more deeply to the garden with 3 disciples only: Peter, John, Jacob. And it was strange to us that he chose only 3 disciples. Why? Why, my Christ, you choose only 3? And again, the Christ answer, you know that the same 3 disciples saw from few days maybe, or from a small, like few, I don't know, few, maybe few months, his glory on the mountain during the transfiguration. And now they should also see my sorrow, see my pain. Who need to see my glory, he need also to go through some sorrow. If you need to see my grace, if you need to see My glory? Maybe. You need to hold a cross. You have to hold a cross. And I think the example of this is Abu Nabshoy Kamil. When he was suffered with a paralyzed disease and he saw his glory during his life. And he saw his glory during his life. And also another reason why he took three only. As a man, when we pass through some temptation or a trouble, we need to find someone who support me. And from the mercies of God, he sent to us some people who support us during this trouble. And that's why Christ, as a man, he needs someone to be with him and maybe to support him as a man. And this is also a need from Christ. Then, it's written in the gospel. After this, he left them and go afar alone. And he fell on the ground on his face. And he fell on the ground on his face. I cannot believe the master of the heaven fell on the ground on his face. Now it's written like this in John 18. In John 17, it's written like this. Jesus spoke those words, lifted up his eyes to the heaven. And now he fell on the ground on his face. It's too difficult to find, to see our glory, our Lord, fell on the ground. Fell on the face. He fell on the ground on his face. It's too difficult. And he said, my soul is exceedingly sorrowful even to death. And it's the first time Jesus said like this. And we have to ask Jesus, why? You had a lot of problem or trouble during your life. And now you fell on the ground and said like this. This is the beginning of my sorrow. Jesus at this time saw a lot of things, saw the way to the cross. He saw the cross step by step, minute by minute, hour by hour. He knows very well he is the king. And he saw at the same time, at this time exactly, he saw the thorn's crown. He knows he is the priest or the priest. And he saw the purple clothes. He knows that he is the glory. He knows that he is the king of the kings, the master of the masters, the holy of the holies. And he saw the spit on his face. All this he saw before before the cross. He didn't go to the cross yet. Only what will happen. It's a stress. It's a sorrow. It's a pain. He knows that he had in his hand the seven stars, and he create new eyes by his hand. He create new eyes to the blind man, and he saw the screws. That's why it was stressful. He under stress and pain and sorrow. He was suffering a lot at this time. And after this, he go inside and he tried to begin or to start a prayer. He prayed three times. And our great church arrange the midnight prayer with three watches or three prayers, referring to the same time at midnight when Jesus in the garden was praying three times. That's why we try to pray at midnight as Jesus, like Jesus. Then, only Saint Luke was very specified in something. He is a physician, he's a doctor. That's why he gave us a report about his status. And he said, then his sweat became like great drops of blood falling down in the ground. Only it's written in the Gospel of St. Luke. Because he is only the physician, he knows very well what happened. It's under the stress and under the pain and the top of the suffering and the intensity of the sorrow, some small capillaries was exploded and the blood was mixed with the sweat. He tried to draw what happened to Jesus, and we try to feel or to touch his feeling at this time. And all the physicians said like this, they swore that anybody reach this status, he should unconscious. And the Christ, he needs to continue his way to the cross. That's why he was a strong man. Anybody reaches this status, he should be unconscious. And the first prayer, he said, oh my Father, if it is possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as you will. And I have to stop again here. Jesus, are you afraid from the cross? You are afraid from the death? Are you scared from this? It's you prepared this from thousand years ago. Why now you pray and you said like this, pass from me this cup? Are you afraid from the death? This is the cross what you need. And I think anybody said like this to Jesus, I think the Christ, he will look to him with reproach. And he said, no, it is not the death. It is not the cross. It is your sins. Now I see all the sins from generation to generation, from all the people, from the first day until now. I will hold all these sins on my shoulders, and I will go to the cross now. And I will go to the cross to give myself as a sacrifice on the cross as a lamb. I am the last lamb. And this is too difficult to Jesus. The purity, the righteousness, to hold all the sins on his shoulder. And after he finished his prayer, he went back again to the disciple. They were sleeping. And he said, he found them sleeping from sorrow. Then he said to them, why do you sleep? Could you not watch 1 hour? Could you not watch 1 hour? And pray lest you enter into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. And how many times our Jesus Christ said to me like this, could you not watch 1 hour and pray? How many times I forget to pray, or I couldn't pray, and Jesus asked me to, can you raise your hand and praise to me? Can you come to me and to talk with me? Can you pray? Can you stay only 1 hour with me? Even in the church or at your home, your room, anywhere, but I need that you pray to me. How many times Jesus asked me like this? That's why he asked also the disciple, how many times? And he did the two prayers, the other two prayers are the same as the first one. Go to pray and back again to the disciple, then go to pray the last one, the third one. Maybe he was waiting like an answer from the heaven. And he received an answer. He received an answer. It's written in the gospel, then an angel appeared to him from the heaven, strengthening him. The angel appeared and support him. And he told him like a message. I have a message from the heaven to you. All the heavenly are happy because they saw your love. And the angel opened his mouth and said to him, exactly, thine is the power, thine is the glory, and the thine is the blessing, and the thine is the majesty forever. Amen. This is the message from the heaven to you, to support you. And finally, by a kiss, they deliver my Lord to them. And he went out from the garden. Glory be to God forever. Amen. Ferona in